Let's get more business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Rachel. Specialist asset manager Gresham House Ireland has launched a €100 million fund to finance the acquisition and construction of social housing. The new fund will invest credit union surplus funds to provide competitive long-term loans to approved housing bodies. To tell us more, we're joined by Fiona O'Driscoll, fund manager with Gresham House Ireland. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Petula.
Fiona, how does this work? How will credit unions and their members benefit?
Yeah, credit unions have, as you said, an excess of member savings, which have been building up particularly over the COVID period. And at the moment, those tend to be sitting in deposit accounts earning a negative interest rate. By investing in our fund, credit unions will earn an attractive positive return over 25 years or so, but also will do so through a safe and secure investment home, which is providing homes, which, you know, is very much in line with the ethos of the credit unions in terms of delivering social benefit to their members.
And from the point of view of approved housing bodies, the fund provides competitive long-term loans. How competitive will the loans be when compared to other sources?
Yeah, we expect the loans to be quite competitive. I've been working with social housing bodies over the last 5 years and arranged, you know, several debt facilities from different funders, so we'll be well aware of the market. So we've benchmarked carefully to market, and we feel it's going to be quite competitive. I guess what's going to be quite attractive as well, we believe, is that we're going to be able to provide funding for construction finance based on long-term rates, which we expect will be attractive to the housing associations as well.
And how many social homes will the fund finance?
Yeah, we're targeting a fund of €100 million to begin, and we believe, you know, should we invest that over the next 2 years, we'll be delivering somewhere between 350 and 450 new homes, which will be taking that and a multiple in terms of families off the social housing waiting list.
And this appears to be a good match. Credit unions and approved housing bodies are community focused, and through this, they're contributing to much needed social housing. Do similar funds which work like this already exist in Ireland?
Yeah, there's a couple of other funds that have become available, have been approved by the Central Bank over the last 6 months. But, you know, this is something that credit unions have targeted, I guess, in terms of being able to use their members' funds to invest in social housing and provide homes in their communities for a very long time. So, you know, it's great for credit unions. A year ago, they didn't have a single fund, and now we're the third fund, which will give them, you know, a very attractive investment opportunity.
And then the €100 million fund, this seems like a basic question, I guess, but does that already exist? Have you got the surplus funds from credit unions at this point?
No, we are just launching today, so we'll have a period of 6 months where we'll be talking to credit unions and raising the investment from them.
Okay, and when can an approved housing body start borrowing from the fund?
Well, once we've the funds in 6 months' time, we'd expect from that period that there'll be funding available. But as you appreciate, with housing, there's relatively long lead time. So, you know, we're going to be talking at the same time as we're talking to credit unions, we'll be working with housing bodies and working with them to build a pipeline of investments, which is, you know, a really important part, that when we get the money in, we'll be able to invest it within a you know, relatively short period of time and start generating that return that we're going to create for credit union investors.
Fiona O'Driscoll, Fund Manager with Gresham House Ireland, thank you very much for your time this morning. Elsewhere, we'll look at Dublin Port figures. Hold on, I'll bring them to you now. The volume of goods passing through Dublin Port last year only dropped marginally despite the impact of Brexit on Irish sea trade. Overall, more than 34 million tonnes went through the port last year, down just over 5% on the previous year. Routes to and from Great Britain made up 52% of the total loads, down from 64% in 2020. Those are some of the stories making your business news today.